Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
We can
How's it
get
going?
things good, thanks. We can get things started with Kawahara.
Hey Matt, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. First of all, I guess where are you in your recovery from the hip surgery? What do you feel able to do right now?
I'm able to do everything. I'm fully cleared. I got 100% like clearance to return to sport on January 6th. And then once that hit is when I started really ramping up like the running and the lifting and all the baseball activity. So I've been pretty much building up for over a month now. Like obviously ever since I got the surgery, I was doing physical therapy rehab, but once I got that clearance on January 6th, I really got to turn it up. So I'm fully cleared there. I have no restrictions coming into spring training. The only thing that I have is just a little bit of extra conditioning and running to kind of get my legs back.
And then, how would you just describe, I guess, the way the hip feels now compared to before you had the surgery?
It feels amazing. It's nice to be able to feel like I got both my legs under me again, especially my right leg being my dominant leg. So that I use that leg to push off when I throw and drive when I swing. So to have that strength back, it kind of just took the pressure off of like my right knee and my back were kind of hurting there towards the end a lot. So I feel fresh, I feel good, and I feel athletic again.
Shayna?
Matt, how are you?
Good. Long time no see, guys.
Long time. How would you describe your rehabilitation process, and what was sort of your main focus in doing that, and who did you work with?
So I got the surgery done September 14th in Vail with Dr. Philippon and stayed out there for 2 weeks and started my rehab and was going twice a day into physical therapy, moving around, riding the bike. It started really slow. Ended up going back home to Southern California after those 2 weeks and started weaning off the crutches and out of my brace. And the first like 6 weeks are pretty slow. It's just kind of get it moving. I was sleeping in kind of a device that like kind of like kept my leg moving. And just going to physical therapy every Monday through Friday every day, getting soft tissue stretched out, doing, gradual increases of exercise. And it was definitely a tedious process, but I was over at Pro Sport in Southern California getting a lot of work done. And then my agent has a facility out in Southern California where we were able to get some stuff done too as the weightlifting and things progressed. So I was bouncing around all over Southern California. It was not always easy to get everything done at one place with COVID and all the stuff going on in Southern California. So luckily was able to get physical therapy done and it's been a 4 month process, but we're here now and I'm excited that I'm healthy and ready for a big year.
Martine?
Hey Matt, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I know that it sounds like the rehab process went pretty smoothly for you. But was there ever a point where it was kind of, frustrating or doubt? Because I know the hip thing can be kind of tricky for a third baseman, obviously with the mobility and stuff. Did you ever kind of have any doubt or was it always kind of positive?
It was always really positive. I think when I ended up getting the surgery, I was in a lot of pain. And ever since I got out of surgery, even the day after surgery, it felt better. Obviously, there's some soreness and things going on, but I could just tell from standing on it and the way it felt like it was, my leg was like in the right spot again. It was always positive. Definitely, there were some good days and bad days. It was a long process, but I had a lot of good people surrounding me and helping me out. And I was definitely really motivated to come back even stronger. So I'm glad that I, took the rehab very seriously and it definitely paid off.
And I know it was tough for you not to be with the team for the playoffs, especially that series in LA. What was that like just watching it from afar and not being able to be in? I'm sure you were kind of itching to get on that field, but what was it like just watching your teammates and kind of not being able to be there? I know it must have been tough.
It was tough. It was definitely a bummer to have to watch everybody play. And not only I was excited for them to make it past that wild card round and then get into the division series against Houston. I was still feeling really confident in our team. It was fun to watch. Everybody looked like they're having fun. The ball was flying in Dodger Stadium. I was definitely bummed out I couldn't be there, especially I was watching that game live. And I'm only, 45 minutes away down the road at home. So it was tough to be that close and not be able to be there. But I was excited for the guys you know, get to that point in the playoffs. They all played really well. Houston was just really hot at the time, but, you know, sitting there injured and rehabbing, watching all those games definitely gave me that extra motivation to come back and, you know, make that run this year.
Vince.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Vince. How you doing?
I'm well. Good to see you. How do you look back on last season? Did the pain just kept progressing to where I needed to get off the field? Some of your numbers, hard hit rate and exit velocity, those were Matt Chapman type years, but certainly not very many walks, a lot of strikeouts. Were you trying to compensate so much at the end that you just weren't doing the things that you typically do at the plate and certainly in the field as well?
Yeah, I think that the pain was getting worse and worse as the season went, and almost more like my hip was just kind of getting locked up where I felt like I had to spend my entire day leading up to the game just trying to get my hip loose and trying to get it to kind of move the way I wanted it to move. And I definitely felt like at the plate, it wasn't that it limited me to hit the ball hard, but it was the ability to just consistently like repeat my swing or do a consistent move. I felt like very inconsistent when I load onto my back leg. So I was kind of all over the place. It felt like in the batter's box. I think that's why the hard hits were still there, but the strikeouts and, you know, chases were up because it was just hard to be consistent. And defensively, I just felt like I just lost a step or two. And I think, you know, I definitely on defense, I rely on my legs a lot, and to be out there on defense and, you know, not really be fully committed to just playing defense, kind of knowing in the back of my head that I was kind of dealing with something nagging. It just made it, you know, that much more tough. So I think it's hard to put, you know, my finger on when exactly it started or what exactly did it. But I know as the season went on, it just kind of just got worse and worse. And then towards the end there, I started getting in some pretty good pain. So I just was like, you know, it's probably smart to get this thing checked out.
And then also A's fans have become accustomed to seeing hardware for yourself and for Matt Olson at first base. Neither of you got that.
Right.
Gold gloves. And I know it's you and your teammates are very team driven, but what inspires you this year to remind everybody else how good the corner players are for Oakland and the chance to reestablish win the belt back, if you will, so to speak?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, me having the short season and not playing as well as I should have, I don't think I deserve that award, but I think Olson definitely probably deserved to get that third one in a row. But I know both of us are motivated for our own reasons, and Olson wants to win that award back, you know, just as bad as I do. And, you know, I want to, you know, I had a 1-2 in a row, and I felt like that was, you know, my award to lose. And I unfortunately lost it, but I want to come back and show people that, you know, not only am I healthy, but I'm, you know, back at the top of my game, and that, you know, this is behind me, and, you know, that, you know, I want to be the player that I know I'm capable of being and do it consistently again.
Just a couple more questions before Matt needs to get back to his work. Simone.
Hi, Matt. Welcome back. Have you reached out to anyone during a rehab process? Like, have you talked to Mark Canna or anyone who's had a similar surgery?
I did talk to Mark a little bit at the beginning, and I talked to Sean Manaya, who had the same injury, and, you know, they all had good things to say. They did say, you know, it is a little bit of a grind because, you know, some of the injuries that guys have or things happen in the past, it's like a 6 to 8 week rehab, where this was, you know, a 4 to 6 month rehab. So I'd never had a rehab like that before. And they're just reminding me to be patient and, you know, just to not push it too hard, because this injury is just something that, you know, you need time to heal it, and just baby steps. You know, I'm always wanting to push it harder and harder, faster. And, you know, you just kind of have to like take it very slow and go step by step. But, you know, both of those guys said that once they got past that point, they haven't had any issues since. And, you know, my leg feels really good right now, and I feel like it is durable and it can, you know, withstand anything that, you know, the season's going to bring.
And then Bob said he doesn't know if you'd play in any spring training games, and if you do, you might DH. Do you think you're ready to see some live action?
I am ready. I think I was under the impression I was going to be playing, but I think they're just going to start me off a little slow. I'm sure I'll be DHing a little bit at the beginning, but by the second or third week of spring, I'm sure probably like March 6th or 7th would be my guess. I'll be playing in games at third base. You know, I need the reps. And I think by that point, it'll be about 6 months since my surgery. So I think they're probably just waiting for me to hit that point. And then, you know, I shouldn't have any restrictions.
Manolo.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine. Thanks. Well, of course, everybody knew it might happen because Marcus Semien, we knew he was going to be a free agent. But could you talk a little bit about the impact it had on you that somebody has played with you for so long? And after all, he was like a leader for the Athletics.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely a leader for our team and somebody that I learned a lot from. And I think everybody on our team learned a lot or took something from Marcus one way or another. And he's somebody that, you know, you can't replace, you know, what he brings to the team, just the work ethic and the kind of person he is. But, you know, that being said, I'm excited for Marcus. You know, he's got a good deal and he's going to go prove to everybody how good he is. And, you know, he's still a friend of mine. We still stay in touch and I'm excited for him. And, you know, and that being said, you know, all good things come to an end sometimes. And, you know, we ended up getting some good players over here. And I know we're really excited about all the guys we have this spring training. And we think we have a really, really good team. And we have a great shot at, you know, repeating as division champs and making a run in the playoffs with everybody we have.
Yeah, I wonder if you, well, of course, you have seen Elvis Andrus a lot from afar. In the past, you guys talk a lot. And how long you think it's going to take for you guys to get the right combination there on the left side of the infield?
I don't think it'll take too long. He's, you know, he's a very talented shortstop and he's a great player. And I think that, you know, you just get us on the field a few times together and we're going to communicate and build that relationship and understand, you know, where he needs to play and where I need to play and communicate on some of those balls in the six hole. But I'm just looking forward to, you know, he says he's healthy. He says he feels good. He says he's, you know, really hungry. And, you know, that's all we can ask for in a guy is wanting to come in here and wanting to win and wanting to get better, just like all of us. So I'm excited for the opportunity to play next to him. And I know he's played next to some great third basemen. So I think it will be an easy transition.
Yeah, he says that it's going to be the same as when he played with Adrian Beltre, when Adrian Beltre was younger.
And then Alex, last question.
Matt, kind of going off of Manolo's question, with the departures of Semien and Chris Davis, how do you think you guys are going to go about, I don't know if you can fill that leadership void or not, but how do you think you'll go about, like, you know, attempting to fill that leadership void?
The good thing is about our team is, you know, it was never like we had one guy that was, you know, the set leader or somebody that, you know, made every decision. So it was always kind of like a leader by committee kind of thing on our team where we all held each other accountable and we all, you know, had the same goal. So it was pretty easy. I think, you know, Marcus and Katie are somebody that, you know, I hold pretty dear and those are both my buddies and they'll still be my friends, you know, for a long time. And they're going to be missed for sure. I think we have a lot of good guys like Olson and Pinder and Scotty and Canna, a lot of guys that have been here for a while now. So whether that means we all have to step up a little bit to fill, you know, Marcus's void a little bit, I'm not sure, but I think all of the guys do a really good job of working hard and holding each other accountable. So I think he will be missed, but we'll be able to, you know, take care of our business and have a successful season.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Hi, Chad.